I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. What a difference a week makes. Just 7 days ago, Michael McFaul's stint as U.S. ambassador to Russia was winding down on a positive note. He'd waited to step down from his post until after the Winter Olympics in Sochi had wrapped up, and the games in Russia had been a success. Then Ukraine's crisis exploded, and Russia ignored American warnings to back off from intervening. Back in the States now, former Ambassador McFaul is monitoring the situation closely.
It's an extremely emotional moment. When part of your country is occupied, there will be people calling for resistance. There will be calls for military action. And how the Ukrainian government responds to that in the next 24 hours, it's a very pivotal moment in Ukrainian history.
Given all that pressure, what do you think the Ukrainian government's biggest concern is right now?
Civil war. I hate to sound so dire, but that should be their greatest concern. Anybody who's thinking about Ukraine's long-term future understands that that is a complete disaster and therefore have to look for creative ways to avoid further escalation with Russia.
What kind of creative ways?
The interim government just recently appointed two very prominent businessmen in the East to take over there. These are people that employ hundreds of thousands of workers, many of whom are Russian. I think that was a really smart move to say, we want to have a united Ukraine. We do not want to be divided. There's a simplistic notion that everybody in Crimea have Russian passports and speak Russian and want to be part of Russia. That's just not true. The majority are Russians, but they're not all Russians. 40% of the population in Crimea are non-Russian. And just to assume that this is going to be a smooth process of first occupation and then annexation, I think is also naive on the part of the leadership in Russia.
But it does sound like, you know, in Crimea that the people there aren't saying anything. So I'm just wondering.
Well, of course, if you're being occupied by guys with real serious guns, you're scared. So let's not assume just because Putin says this is what the Crimeans want and, you know, a handful of rogue bandits or I don't even know what to call them because we don't know who they are, have said they want to declare independence. Let's not assume that they speak for all of Crimea. And second, it's just illegitimate for a piece of a country to be occupied and taken over by a neighboring country.
Michael McFaul, you wrote on Facebook to your Russian friends, quote, if you argued in 2003 that it was a mistake and illegitimate for the U.S. to invade Iraq, as many Americans did as well, then why are you invoking the Iraq war to justify a Russian repetition of such an illegitimate mistake in Ukraine, end quote. Is that something that you had been hearing from Russians?
I've heard this debate forever as ambassador and in interacting on Twitter and Facebook with colleagues, including Russian government officials, by the way, over the last several days. This is the argument. Well, you invaded Iraq, so we get to invade Crimea.
All at the same time while they're saying that the invasion, the U.S. invasion of Iraq was illegitimate, yeah?
Exactly. President Putin, for all the time that I was in the U.S. government, has invoked territorial integrity and respect for sovereignty as the most important norm in international relations. That's why we've had such a standoff with the Russians over issues such as Syria.
You said what's happening in Crimea is unacceptable, but what options does President Obama really have at this point?
Obviously, nobody's going to go to Sochi if Russia is occupying Sochi for the G8 summit, I mean, if Russia is occupying Crimea. That's a complete non-starter. And by the way, I just saw the preparations for that summit. They're putting a ton of effort into it. That will not be an insignificant blow to their reputation and their standing. But secondly, I think there'll be a serious discussion of economic sanctions. And Russia today is very integrated into the world economy. Billions of Russian dollars are in American banks, European banks. And I'd said they were dollars, right? They're not in other currencies. They will create over time real economic pain for Russia.
I don't want to imply with his last question, Ambassador, that diplomats live for crises like these, but it is a dramatic moment in Crimea. Do you regret leaving the embassy in Moscow when you did?
You know, my main emotion is not, you know, wanting to be in the action. It's just sadness. It's I find it tragic what's going on because I witnessed a Russia emerging becoming richer, becoming more confident, becoming more integrated with the West. The Sochi Olympics was a powerful moment for Russians. And, you know, now through some reckless decisions, that is all thrown away. And this is going to set back Russia's progress, I think, and Russia's integration with the West for years, if not decades. And so as somebody who wanted to see that new Russia emerge, this is a sad moment for me personally.
Michael McFaul recently stepped down after a 2-year post as the U.S. ambassador to Russia. Michael, thanks for your thoughts.
Thanks for having me.